Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What do you have too much of? Or what does your partner have too much of? And it absolutely annoys you. 206-803-ROCK.
Should we judge then and say, like, because the lines are full, should we say whether or not they have too much of it or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with Nick in Renton. What is it that your wife thinks you have too much of?
Well, it's a toss-up. I have too many Harleys and too many tattoos.
How many Harleys are we talking?
One for every day of the week.
Oh, that's
Seven?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the way you pitch it by saying one for every day of the week, I think that's a solid point.
Yeah, she still thinks it's too much.
It kind of is. And how many tattoos do you have?
Going on 30?
Whenever someone had asked me how many tattoos I have, I've lost track because some of them have turned into like a sleeve, so it's kind of hard to like put an exact number on it.
Yeah, well, no, I've got sleeves, but I count each part as a different tattoo at a different time. So,
right.
Yeah, about 30.
I mean, I think if you're going to drive Harleys, sorry, let me rephrase that. If you're going to ride Harleys, you got to have a couple tattoos, right?
Oh, is that part of the deal?
That's part of the deal, I think.
I don't know. It's got some family members that have no tattoos, and they have a few Harleys.
Oh.
I mean, who are you to tell people what they should and shouldn't do as we determine if they should or shouldn't have too many of these things?
Opie, you're on I-5. Tell us what you collect.
Slot machines.
Where do you get a slot machine?
You can buy them, online. I happen to know a guy that he buys them and restores them, and then I buy them from him.
Do you have it like set up like in like a man cave or in a garage where it almost feels like you're at like an old school Vegas casino?
I had a addition put on my house specifically for them. So you flip light on and all of them come on at the same time. And I also collect antique Coke machines. I have a 1960s phone booth in there. Yeah.
You know what I love is that like you're in a situation where you're like, I have too many of these things. So the best way to solve that is to build an addition to the house. So that way you're not taking up any more space. I think you did this the right way. Yeah.
Logical. Riley is in Burien, and tell us the thing that you collect.
All right. So I have a Jeep that I like taking off road, but I also do some fabrication. So in my garage, there's a whole bunch of like extra metal that I've just piled away because I can't seem to throw away extra scraps. And that's my problem. But my wife, she likes to go to Value Village and Goodwill and pick up all sorts of like antiques for cheap. So she's got baskets all over the top of the cupboards. She's got a closet under the stairs that's full of like silver candlesticks and stuff and silver servingware and books, and just it just fills up that entire closet. And just she's always bringing home new stuff. It's like, oh my gosh. But it's kind of a trade-off because I get to buy stuff for the Jeep and she gets to go buy her antique stuff.
That's what I was going to wonder, Riley. I was thinking, I was like, you, even if like you're like looking at all this, I mean, you really can't be like, man, what the hell are you doing? Because you have a garage full of scrap metal.
Oh, yeah. She can't even park her van in the garage because I have my Jeep in there and all my crap. So, you know, she gets to keep doing her stuff while I get to pile stuff in my garage.
They cancel each other out. I like that. 206-803-ROCK. What do you have too much of, or what does your partner have too much of, and it absolutely annoys you? Robert from Lakewood, what are the cards that you collect?
I have a massive amount of Pokemon cards.
What are we talking about massive? Like enough to like fill up boxes or like booklets? Like I don't have, I don't even know. I get that like probably like baseball card size, but like how many do you have?
I couldn't tell you an exact number, but there's a lot of shoe boxes.
And do you know if there's like a value that you have in your collection? Like what the whole thing is worth?
I don't know the entire thing worth, but I have one binder that is over probably like $3,000.
Whoa!
Do you collect it for the hope of one day cashing it in, or is it just something that's like kind of a nostalgic thing and you just like having it because it brings good memories?
Well, I play the game.
You what?
He plays the game, Danny.
Every chance that I get, their local card shop, I'll try and catch a tournament or two. But yeah, I don't really plan on getting rid of them. It's just fun opening those packs and hoping for something good.
Yeah,
I like that though. Keep it alive. I mean, I didn't even realize people were still playing Pokemon.
I have no
idea.
I thought
it was just Pokemon Go now.
Yeah, I don't know any of that stuff.
I have Pokemon cards that my mom sent me, and they're like all pristine condition from like the 90s, and I still have not gone to get them like checked out. They're somewhere like in my closet, and I'm like, I should probably go get those checked out.
You might have like something like you might be able to buy more guitars with what you have in your closet.
And I'm getting free ones from Brad.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna make a couple of those disappear.
He'll be like, you can have a couple of these guitars, but take one of these goats with you while you're at it.